they are being released across the country as well by judges. And the president said he was going to prioritize those who had criminal records, but about 70%, at least, of those who have been detained don't have criminal records.
Well, just hang on. The fact that they're here illegally is a crime. And so when you say they don't have criminal records, they are, by their presence being here without status, having come into this country illegally or overstayed illegally, that is a crime. And so we have to be careful. And you're right, there is a schism in the law right now about whether an illegal alien can be held pending their proceeding or whether they need to be released on bail. We very strongly believe that they should be held, and there's a bunch of appellate cases. So that's another example of something where a number of district court judges have reached a conclusion that we very much believe is contrary to law, and there will be an appellate court and ultimately probably the Supreme Court that will be asked to interpret that. So we should wait before we withhold judgment until the appellate courts have had their opportunity to weigh in.
I should say, to clarify, the lawyer for Liam Ramos and his father say they were following the legal process for asylum.
I mean, I don't know what that means, they were following legal process. So
they applied for asylum.
And yes, the judge disagreed with us. Excuse me?
They applied for asylum and they were going through the legal process.
Well, so that's not true. That is not true. There's a very meaningful dispute about whether they had properly applied for asylum. And again, I cannot get into the specifics of this litigation, but you can read the same briefs I can, and what you just said is not true.